One of the biggest explosions astronomers have ever seen appeared recently in space, but scientists are struggling to decide what could have caused it. The best guess so far is that it was something called a superluminous supernova, which is the cataclysmic explosion produced when a large star reaches the end of its life. But the explosion this time was so powerful that it doesn't seem to fit with any of our existing theories, as David Bercier, astrophysicist from Liverpool John Moores University, explained to Felicity Bedford.
This one is just the brightest that has ever been found. Something like 500 billion times the brightness of the sun. In terms of space, it's at a fairly large distance, because what makes this event unique is that it's also very rare. So if you want to find rare objects, you also have to look at a very large chunk of universe. And this object, we're talking about 3 billion light years away.
Wow. What exactly is it that makes this star, this supernova, so bright?
Well, that's part of the problem. In a sense, it's much easier to discover a supernova than to understand what makes it shine. And it is so bright, so much brighter than normal supernovae that we think we understand, that for this particular event that we call Assassin 15 LH, these models are really stretched, because the total amount of energy that has been emitted in the first few months are really pushing the limits of what models can explain.
So it's a challenge, but you must have some ideas.
We can try and speculate, yes. There are several models around, several theories. These superluminous supernovae, some of them are powered, in a sense, by the interaction of the matter that is ejected in the explosion with what is just lying around the star at the time of the explosion. Another possibility is what triggers the explosion is that the core of the star, where nuclear reactions were happening, this core collapses and forms what we call a neutron star. And in some cases, this neutron star may have an enormously large magnetic field, and it may be spinning very, very fast. And that is one possibility to explain the brightness of these superluminous supernovae.
What is it that makes supernovae so interesting? Why are you studying them?
Different types of supernovae are essentially responsible for a lot of what we call the periodic table of the elements. Very early in the universe, after a few minutes, there was just a lot of hydrogen, some helium, and very little of a few other elements. Whereas supernovae make a lot of the elements, the carbon and oxygen, you know, most of it has been made in supernovae.
Sounds like something that's fairly difficult to miss. How did you detect this star?
This Assassin survey scans the whole sky about every other night using small telescopes, actually, about 14-centimeter telescopes. There is software to look at the images when they come in and to try and find objects that were not there before.
Is the international nature of this project central to its success? You're saying we're looking at the whole night sky. That simply wouldn't be possible without the telescopes that are scattered all over the world.
The sky never sleeps, one of the principal investigators of the project put it. He said there's always an assassin awake.
There's always an assassin awake. Fantastic.
There's always one of us awake somewhere in the world able to do something.
Could you draw all of this together and summarize what you found?
So we found this object, this extraordinarily luminous supernova that beats the record, at least by a factor of two, in terms of brightness compared to the second brightest. Traditionally, scientists are very conservative, and we say, okay, this is weird. What else can it be? You know, a bright supernova is a standard explanation, but we have to make sure it's not something else and nature is not playing a trick. We think we have reasonably good arguments to rule out other explanations, such as an extraordinarily massive black hole that is regularly accreting matter. There is no sign of anything like that happening. We think it's not a tidal disruption event. It's not a star that passed very close to a supermassive black hole and got ripped apart. And essentially, we're left with this explanation. It is a single star that exploded, but we don't really know why it is so bright. It is really stretching current models almost to the breaking point.
David Bercier, He and his colleagues published their observations of that massive celestial explosion this week in the journal Science. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Connie Orbach, and Kat Arney.
And now, on to the main part of our show. And I can't help feeling just a little bit sleepy. It feels like it's dark all the time right now, and that winter will never end. Outside of the equator, seasons are a fundamental part of the rhythm of life. In the winter, plants and animals bed down, ready to burst forth again in the spring. But how do they know when it's time to hibernate and time to wake up? And what can some animals' more extreme yearly patterns teach us about staying healthy as humans? It's time to snuggle down and hear all about the hidden world of hibernation.